Welcome to the Gym Lords Podcast, where we talk to real gym owners and share their stories, their trials, and what's working for them right now. To apply to be a guest on this podcast, click the link in the description. Hope you enjoy and subscribe.
What's up, Gym Lords? Welcome back to another episode of the Gym Lords Podcast. My name is Brielle. I'll be your host today, and I'm here with Carlos from Life Athletics in Florida. What's up, Carlos? How are you today?
What's up? How are you?
Awesome. Thanks so much for joining us today. We're excited to have you.
Anytime. Thank you for having me.
This is awesome. Of course. All righty. Cool. So let's just jump right into the details here. I'm excited to dive into things with you. So what is it that made you want to own your own facility?
It's a funny story. So my wife started CrossFit before me, and I was not interested in it at all. I was doing mountain biking at the time. And I told her, okay, you have 3 months to try it. If you like it, I'll look into it. And she did. She loved it. She proved me wrong. And so I'm like, all right, I'll do it once a week, something like that. I don't think I'm going to like it. And before you know it, I was coaching, and the owners of the other gym I was a part of asked me to be a part owner. And I was like, great, I'll do it. Yeah, I love it. I love it. I enjoy it. So I went right in and I started it. That was in 2014. So 7 years now. And yeah, been here since then. I did that with three other partners at that time. And then from there, we gained two more partners after that. So we have like five partners. It was way too many of us. I was going to go coach Mayhem in Tennessee. Mm-hmm. Me and my family, we were moving over and everything. And then COVID hit. So COVID happened. It kind of like put a stop onto everything. We didn't know what we were going to do. I was still part of the gym at that time. And between that happening, we, you know, how everyone rented equipment out and did all that kind of stuff. I decided to take a lot of the equipment to my house, and I started doing everything out of my driveway in my house. And we were there for about 8 months. Between that, so this happened in March. In May, the other gym opened, the gym I was part of. And then my wife and I decided, you know what, let's just not go back. Let's stay together. Let's keep it here. We're going to go to Tennessee anyways. Let's just do the driveway for a little bit. I'm like, okay, cool. So we did the driveway for a little bit. And when we decided that, I was like, okay, I was telling the members, listen, we're going to go to Tennessee. We're just going to be here until maybe August, and that's it. Well, the next day, my wife's mom found out she has cancer. And my wife is like, we can't leave her here. I can't leave my mom alone. I had to stay with her. So I'm like, okay, that changes everything. So at the time, I have quit the other gym. I have no plans to stay in here. And we're going to Tennessee. So she's like, what are you going to do for work? I'm like, let's just open another gym.
Yeah.
And she's like, Carlos, we're in the middle of a pandemic. How are we going to open a gym? I'm like, let's try it. Mm-hmm. She's like, all right, cool. So I started calling members from the other gym, like that were really close to me, and people from my driveway. And one of the members, he has another business that he's like an investor and stuff, and he's like, Carlos, he had told me before that he will, if I ever need a help, he will let me do it, he will help me. Mm-hmm. I never thought it was real. All right, I just left it as that. So when I came to ask him this time, he's like, yeah, how much money do you need? And like, oh, maybe like 50,000 around there. And he's like, no, like, how much money do you really need? Because I want the facility to be nice. I want you to succeed. So I was like, okay, like 180. And he's like, okay, done. And
wow,
he gave me the 180,000. We found the location. It was a struggle to get it open because there used to be a gym in the location I'm in right now, and they closed. So the landlord had that bad. Vibe or whatever. He's like, how are you going to make it? You're in the middle of the pandemic. How are you going to pay the bills? So I told the landlord, we'll give you 3 months in advance so that you can be like comfortable. And he's like, okay, cool. And we got the location October 1st of 2020, we got our CO. So, yeah, we've been open for a year now. We started with 44 members. 44 people were going to my driveway. And now we're at 207.
Wow.
Yeah.
So there's so much good stuff there. So basically, it all started with your wife's love of CrossFit. Yes. And then she kind of pulled you in, and then you ended up loving it. Yeah. And then it's very interesting to me, the dynamic of your original partnership. Like that, there are so many people that were involved there. So I'm sure that that was, that was interesting. You know, it's like too many hands in the pot there.
Yeah. So it wasn't as bad. It was more of, it was slowing the process down. So if you don't have people that are all going in the same direction.
Yes.
And then it doesn't have to be bad. Let's say, you know, one owner loves competing, the other owner loves building relationships, and the other owner is more about boutique, right? Like, you know, nice. Mm-hmm. When you have all that division, they're all good. But when you have three going a different way, it just doesn't take longer. Like it took us over there to get to 200 members 3 years.
Right.
Because of the culture and everything that I want to implement is here. It's only me, because the investors are all about, like, you do your work and we sit back and watch.
Right.
And so it took us literally 1 year. 1 year we were at 208 members.
Is crazy. Yeah. You never hear that. And especially like during the time that you opened as well, is like, mind-blowing that you were able to achieve that level of growth so fast, and especially during that time. Like, that doesn't even happen when COVID isn't a thing, you know. Exactly. So that is huge. Congratulations on being able to do that. And the way that things kind of happened for you too, it's interesting because you had these plans to move, you know, to not even open a gym at all, to move to a different state, and then things just kind of fell in line for you. So
I mean, as you know, it takes, like, I did the whole, so the gym where I was part of, it was only 40 members too, and I built it to 227, but by the time for the pandemic hit, we expanded to next door. So all that work, I was like, oh my god, I gotta do that again,
right?
So it was like, I was like, no, let's just move to Tennessee, relax, do some Airbnb, some other different kind of stuff, and then coach for fun. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
I can just coach and be fun. And man, when they had this, it was good. It was a good blessing. It was everything nice that we want to do, but the work that it takes is the downfall. Like, it takes a lot of work, time away from your family. I have three kids, my wife, you sacrifice all of that.
Yeah.
This happened. So,
yeah, absolutely. So, to achieve that level of growth within such a small period of time, what did you do? How did you get the attention of new members? And how were you able to grow that fast within the short amount of time?
So, what we believe in our life is take care. So, you know, like, there's marketing and all this stuff, and market on Facebook, market on Instagram, market this and that. All that money that you can spend on marketing, our marketing budget is spent on the actual members that we have now. Mm-hmm. So, because our biggest return is those members telling their friends.
Yeah.
So we have, I mean, I can tell you, each member here probably brought in 5 people. That's why it has multiplied so fast.
Yeah.
And why is that? Because they can stop talking about us. Like Carlos, all I do is I go, like, every time the new member comes in, it's like, Carlos, she doesn't shut up about you guys. So I had to come see you. Like, it's, all she does is talk about, oh my God, you had to go to my gym. It's the best hours, the best this. I can leave the place. I can stop talking about it. So they come, and then when they experience it, they're like, okay, this is why.
Yeah.
And they, you know, they tell their friends. And then now it's just like a little snowball, right? Effect of, like, it's just getting bigger and bigger and bigger. So the more members we get, the more that return is going to be.
Yeah, of course. So yeah, I mean, when you get those referrals like that, when people are bringing you their friends, that basically, it like takes the pressure off of you as far as like the sales process goes, because there is essentially no sales process. It's exactly. More so they walk in the door and they're ready to be a part of the community right away. So yeah. It makes things really easy for you, because you don't have, it's not like you have to sit with them and do like a diagnostic sale, you know? It's just, they walk in the door, they're ready to go.
Exactly. They come in and they know what to expect. And once they experience it, then that's the sale, that's the closing sale right there. Like when right. They have the, they take, we do a three day trial. Mm-hmm. So they can try it out, because we don't let people sign in into our gym unless they try it three times, because okay. we want to earn their membership, and we mm-hmm. also want to show them what we're giving them, so right. that when they sign up, it's for sure. It's like, oh, it's not going to be like, okay, next month they're going to call in and cancel, or
yeah.
No, I don't think I'm going to do it. It's, we do not, like, a lot of people have come into our gym and be like, hey, I want to sign in now, and like, no, try it three times and then we'll talk.
Yeah,
and we're like, yeah, perfect. So there is, it's for sure, you know, you earned definitely. It
yeah you want them to be committed to their goals, you want them to actually get results that they're looking for, and then you also want them to be a part of the community that you've built in the right way. You know, you don't want just anybody walking into your gym. You want somebody that's gonna kind of supplement and add to that community atmosphere that you've already yeah. built.
Yep, 100%. Yeah. Yeah,
absolutely. I love that. So as far as goals go for you, obviously you've really hit the ground running. So what is it, you've just been open just over a year now, right?
Year and 1 month.
Yeah, right. So as far as goals go for the next 6 months to a year or so, what is it that you are specifically focusing on within the business?
So within the business, we as coaches, me and the staff, we do a weekly meeting. Mm-hmm. And in that weekly meeting, we, it's not just like a meeting to hang out. We actually do courses on how to build relationships, how to talk to different kind of members with that have different kind of characteristics. You know, like if someone, right. maybe someone I can scream to, someone I have to talk lower to, someone doesn't like to be screaming, yelling, they're first motivated like that.
Right.
So all those things we do every week, we pick 5 members that we talk to them and learn a little bit of their background, where they're from, what are their goals and things like that, so that we can keep growing. It's not just like, okay, you come in, you got that first hype of the gym, it's brand new, it's amazing, it's great right. equipment, but what's next, right?
Exactly.
So we never let that kind of like a plateau of yes. like the excitement. We keep mm-hmm. the excitement always going.
Yeah.
So weekly we have that meeting, and from there, so like 6 months, we have a 6 month goal, and then we have 3 years, 5 years, and 10 years.
Okay.
So 6 months from right now is to get to 250 members. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's our goal. Again, giving to the community that we have now so that they don't stop telling their friends about us.
Right.
And then from there is 3 years from now, we'll be having 300 members, okay, and being steady where we're like good. And I want to have 2 full-time staff, like that I pay them full-time. This is their career. They don't have to do anything else.
Right.
5 years is, I want to, that's when the lease will be done here. Mm-hmm. So I don't want to have a lease anymore. I want to own something.
Yeah.
So we want to go and grow to own, we want to have land, enough land to have a facility and also have a swimming pool, an outdoor track, an outdoor field, full-blown fitness center where mm-hmm. this is it. You know, this is where you go for everything.
Right.
So yeah, those are our goals in our business. But again, it takes just doing the little things every day.
Yeah. Absolutely. Those are important. You know, the little things are what add up to the big things. And sometimes when those little things start to slip, and then, you know, your membership is down, or you're not bringing in as much revenue, or it's like, you got to go back and look at those little steps along the way that add up to those big changes for the business. And I think that's something that can be overlooked, because they are little things, you know, like connecting with somebody and asking them how their day was, or asking them, you know, about a family member, or, you know, simple little things that build a relationship with people and build trust, you know, and that trust is what helps you with retaining those clients for a long period of time. And that builds your foundation for your business to build off of in the future.
Exactly. Yeah. So we have the five factors of health. And the reason why, when I was building the gym and the culture, I wanted, like, how can I impact members more than the hour that they're here? Because we only have them for 1 hour.
Right.
There's nothing else. Right. So we created the five factors, and it's nutrition, sleep, exercise, connecting, and thinking. Mm-hmm. Right. So then we always, those are the factors that we use. So with a nutrition, now you get them. Okay, now they're thinking about their food at least 3 hours of the day, right? They're going to eat at least 3 hours a day, at least three times a day. So let's add that to it. How can we help them with that? Then with sleep, right there, 7 to 9 hours of the day. That's the optimal sleep time. How can we optimize that? How can we help them with that? How can we do that? So now we got them for the hour of the gym, the 3 hours of meals, and 8 hours of sleep.
Right.
Okay, what's up with the rest? How do we impact the rest? Okay, how do they connect? Who are the people they're connecting with? What is something that they're doing? Might be like a friend, a family member that's bringing them down. How do, like, we turn that to, like, make them understand that connecting with the right person is what's going to optimize your health and happiness, fulfillment, all of that, right? Then the way we think, okay? So, like, let's not think failures. Let's think as everything is a learning opportunity. How do we learn from this? How do we learn from that? Well, let's come and talk to us about anything that you want. I mean, I have, you see all those text messages that I'm getting? I'm getting some more now. It's all members, you know, they tell me about their work. Hey, Carlos, I'm dealing with this. How will we deal with this here? How would you do? And it helps, I'm helping them in their outside of the gym now. So it's a whole around thing. It's not just that 1 hour. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah, it's a lifestyle. You know, it's not just about the fitness. It's about their nutrition, the sleep that they're getting, the people that they're connecting with, the things that they're telling themselves during the day. You know, mindset is a huge thing. And I think that the mental aspect of fitness comes into play later in the game, you know, once you start really getting into fitness, because it's such a relief for people, you know, it's stress relief and it helps to build confidence. And it's just, it kind of makes you more aware of other things within your life. And then once you become aware of those things, you can make positive adjustments in those areas as well. So being able to provide that to your members is an extra level of service that I'm sure separates you from other facilities within the area.
Yeah.
Exactly. Absolutely. That's great. So I like that you also talked about, you know, education with your staff. It's like you're constantly educating yourselves on different clients that walk in the door, because, you know, you never know who's going to walk in the door, and different people come in with different prior injuries, or, you know, different ways that they communicate, or there are so many differences within the clientele that you're serving or will be serving. So it's so important to know how to communicate properly with people, how to modify exercises properly for people. There are so many aspects there as well. So I love that you are, you know, continuing education with your staff as well to make sure that you're providing the best level of service.
Well, of course, yes. Every week we'll do that. Yeah.
Yeah. That's great to just kind of stay on top of it and continue getting better, because, you know, the better that you are, the better service that you can provide, the more people you can serve. So, you know, like you said, it's all connected, you know, starts with the little things, and that's how you build that solid foundation for the future.
Yes.
So as far as your goals go, which I love, you've got some really great goals moving toward the future there. That five-year plan is awesome. So as far as building that membership up to 250 people, what is the plan there? How do you plan on getting to that level? Because another thing that you also talked about, which I love that you are aware of this, a lot of times when you first open your facility, there is like a flood of people that come because it's new, you know, it's the new shiny thing that everybody wants to be a part of. But eventually that does slow down a little bit.
Yes.
So, which you're aware of, which is fantastic. So you're one step ahead. But as far as, you know, continuing that growth, what is that plan?
Of course. So it was funny for us. It's just... So like in CrossFit, I don't know, is all the 7 years I was at the other facility, every time we had a huge surplus of people was in March and in August. I don't know what it was, but we will have like 40 plus, like people come in. Those 2 months were huge for us.
Yeah.
So then I was like, okay, well, how is that going to work now with COVID, right? Like everything is closed. There is no like going back to school. There is no nothing, like nothing is happening. It's basically right. Closed. So we didn't have that surplus because we opened the gym and all right, 50 people are going to come in just because it took us a good while to get to 100 members. Like I think it probably took us, so we opened in October, I think, yeah, I would say January, maybe we hit 100 members. So it was kind of slow. It wasn't fast. What happened was, I guess in the state of Florida, like things kept opening like faster than everywhere else. And one, the media, like the mainstream media.
Yeah.
Huge. I see how big they are. Yeah. Literally. They started saying on the news, July 1st. July usually is super slow. And for us, CrossFit, the summer is super slow.
Right.
You don't get maybe gain like 2 or 3 members a month. The media said, okay, everything is opening up. Government is governor of Florida is releasing everything open. All the restaurants are open. You can go do whatever you want. Get it, go and go. We literally got like 60 people that month. Like that. And I was like, oh my God, it's insane. And this is how I know how strong they are and influential they are. The moment, so obviously the COVID cases spiked, all that happens. So then the media started talking bad about Florida. Florida's crazy. Oh my God, everyone's gonna die. Right. So then July, August, which is supposed to be a good month for us.
Yeah.
No one came in. I was like, oh my God, this is how powerful the mainstream media is, right? So I was like, that is insane. So I was sitting down and like worried, man, like they really control our business. Like they could say something 100%. Tomorrow and we're done, like completely done. So I was like, you know what, guys, we have to educate our members and let's educate them how important health is for you to combat chronic disease, sickness, anything like that.
Right.
And let's stick that on them like crazy. So we went on like 2 months of educating and researching articles and saying all these things. And right before classes, telling people what the benefits are of being healthy and all this so that they can go and tell their friends that were iffy about coming to the gym because of all the, you know, like we don't wear masks. Oh my God, what's going to happen? They kind of like wear our voice out there.
Right.
And once that happened, okay, then here we started seeing again, a little bit more and a little bit more and a little bit more. So then I figure out, okay, this is what we got to do, guys. We got to educate our members so that in return, we don't get, it doesn't affect us when the mainstream media says something because our members know really what it is and how important this is for them.
Absolutely.
And then since that happened, then we started like normally 10 people per month, 10 here and there.
Right.
Usually, obviously, as you know, like the holidays are here. Mm-hmm. So people, it slows down, right? Like the, mm-hmm. you know, people are going out of town. People are doing things here and there. So it slows down the increase of members coming in. But I think now in January, February, and March, I think now it's going to be like more normal how it used to be, where March and August, you get a surplus of people and you get there. So that's why my goal is for March to get to the 250 members, again, by educating our people here. Mm-hmm. We have, if you think about it, if I can get everyone at the gym to bring one person, now I have 400 members.
Right.
Rather than trying to get such a huge surplus of people in, you know, like on Instagram or something, where is they don't feel it. They don't feel what it is to be a part of life.
Right.
Right. And it's hard for us to put that out there. We do put it out there and people have seen it and people, oh my God, I see your Instagram. It's so amazing. I love it. Great. But it's still not going to capture it, how you're going to experience it at the gym. Mm-hmm. Once you experience it in here, it becomes like, okay, now you have that it feeling. It's like an it. You can't even explain it. When you open the doors and you walk in, you're like, okay, I'm at home. This is it.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Building so that community.
Exactly. So that's how we focus. Make sure that the members here are super, super well taken care of, and we all of our resources go to them, because that's how we're going to get to 250, 300, 400.
Right.
So, yeah that's absolutely. How
people want to feel like a part of something. So you provide that, and you know, it kind of grows organically from there.
Yeah.
So one thing that I really love to ask every gym owner that I speak with is, if you could snap your fingers and improve one aspect or one thing in your business today, what would that be and why?
Oh man. I will say for myself, for me, be what you're doing right now. Learn to delegate and give someone the chance to do what I'm doing. Like mm-hmm. have someone care of the way I care about it.
Exactly.
So then I can go do something else and grow something else and things like that. So that's the one thing I would change like right now. Like that would be something that I have in manifestations of like building a careers for my coaches so that mm-hmm. I can step back and watch them do that and do that opportunity.
Yes. So
that's one thing that I would love. Like, I know it's going to take time and it takes a lot of work, but that will be amazing if it's right now.
Yeah, absolutely. It is one of the hardest things to do is step back. And, you know, like you said, nobody cares about your business as much as you do, you know? Yeah. So the level of service that you provide, I mean, you hope that your staff is going to provide that same level of service, but it's guaranteed when you're doing it, you know? So it's hard to step back and delegate and allow other people to kind of step into your position and do what you're doing. But that is the necessary step for the next level of growth. So because you can't do everything and then focus on the business as well and grow the business if you're always in the business, you know? So it's hard to be able to delegate some of those tasks, step out a little bit, and then be able to see the big picture, focus on the next steps, put systems in place for growth for the future to reach those goals over the next 3, 4, 5 years. So yeah, absolutely. I can completely relate to that. And that's a common theme for a lot of gym owners for sure.
Yeah.
Definitely. So, but it can be done. So it definitely can be done. All right. Awesome. So as we start to wrap up here, where can the listeners find you on social media?
So my, on Instagram will be mine. Main one is Carlos Life, at Carlos Life. Is it at Life Athletes? Hold on. Let me check real quick. I gotta check that because I'm not sure. But most will be the gym, like the actual gym, Life Athletes. Yeah. at Life Athletes will be the one where you can find us on Instagram. And we have a YouTube channel as well, Life Athletics. We do a lot of the education there because like you said, I was trying to do all this education that I was telling our members one class at a time. And we have 14 classes.
Right.
The other day, and literally I was here from 5 a.m. to 8 p.m.
Yeah.
And I was like, I can't do that. I gotta stop back. So then I started putting everything on YouTube and then kind of like sending it to them individually so that they could see the talks and stuff. So a lot of my talks are there. But yeah, those are the two main spots where I'm at.
Okay.
Life Athletes and
Awesome. All right, great. So Carlos from Life Athletics in Florida, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. And to all of the listeners out there, make sure that you subscribe so that you will be updated on future episodes of the show. In the meantime, make sure you keep killing it out there, and we will catch you on the flip side. Gym Lords out.
Thank you for listening to this interview, but don't go anywhere. We still have two more incredible interviews coming right up inside this episode. But if you're a gym owner that's looking to get more clients, keep them longer, and make more money, head to the link in the description of this podcast and schedule a free, leave your credit card at home consultation with one of our business consultants. You see, here at Gym Launch, we've helped over 4,000 gym owners across the world increase their sales, take home more money, and build the business of their dreams. And it simply starts with a phone call. Click on the link in the description of this podcast to schedule your call today. Now, let's head into the next interview. Welcome back to another episode of the Gym Lords Podcast. We talk to real gym owners who are in the trenches, doing the work, changing lives. I'm your host, Dominic. Today, I'm here with my guest, DJ Smith, owner of Grind Season Sports Performance and Personal Training in Racine, Wisconsin. DJ, how's it going today, sir?
I'm doing great, man. How about yourself?
Fantastic, man. I'm living the life, doing what I love. Hopefully you're doing the same.
Yes, sir.
All right. Let's get to it. Let's talk about Grind Season. Tell us what it is, what you do, how you're doing things out there in Wisconsin.
Well, you know, we're going to talk about Grind Season. We kind of got to talk about, you know, the name in general, how I came up with the name. I went to the University of Findlay. I got my exercise science degree there. When I graduated, I kind of just went off. You know, I'm paying Sally Mae back, and I'm working at factories, and I'm working at all these different things. And I was just thinking, and I was just like, man, you know, I need to come up with a name. And I was thinking about all the different phases when it comes down to sports. You got off season, you got preseason, you got in season. You know what I mean? You got your transition phases, things like that. At that time, I'm like, man, in all these phases, you got to grind it out. You know, I played football, in the preseason, you got to do your best. In the off season, you got to do your best. In the in season, you got to do your best. And you got to grind it out. So I was like, you know what, man, instead of adding the off or the pre or anything like that, I'm just going to go ahead and go, you know, grind season. So that's kind of how, you know, I got the name, with that. But Grind Season started off, man, it's just like a reflection of me. When I come down, or me as a person, you know what I mean? I was athletic. You know, I felt like I was a leader, you know, high energy. You know what I mean? I'm very personable. You know what I mean? Got great customer service, I feel like. And that's just basically what Grind Season is about, man. It's just trying to get people into that lifestyle and enjoying it and staying consistent with it. By bringing the energy, by bringing, you know what I mean, all the different variables of, fitness to them.
Got it. So it really encompasses who you are, your philosophy, how you're really approaching this whole thing.
Yeah.
Perfect. Perfect. So bring us back. It's been about 5 years now. Like where were you at in your life and your career when you decide, you know what, I'm going to take the leap, I'm going to do this thing from a business standpoint? Like, what pushed you over the edge? How did it get started?
You know what? I started off at a corporate gym. And that's where I did a lot of learning, but I did feel like I had a ceiling over my head. So then what I ended up doing is going and going to be an independent contractor at a Snap Fitness. You know, and I was there for about a year where I was really able to start putting in my philosophies, you know what I mean? Try to come up with my type of marketing, you know, so on and so forth. And then, you know, sorry for that Snap, but that Snap had closed down. So I kind of got forced to, you know, to make a move. So it was either like, you know what, I'm either going to go back to a corporate gym or I'm going to go ahead and try to do this on my own. So, you know, just so happened that a building, you know, close to my condo at the time was open. And man, I just took that leap of faith, man. Of course, prayer was big. You know, of course, my wife was a big motivation as far as like pushing me through. And that's kind of how I got into it.
All right, cool. So is that still the location that you're in now? You're in that original location 5 years later, or have you moved since then?
Nope, I'm still in that same location.
All right, perfect. So, and we'll get to that part of the story in a little bit, but okay. You know, that's things on the horizon. So you've been at it. You started off by yourself, right? You have one other trainer now, but you started off just by yourself.
Yeah, I did everything solo dolo, man. I did everything by myself. You know, it was times where I was like, you know what, I'm gonna try to ask this individual and try to ask this individual, but you know, I learned at that time if I was gonna be able to get it done the right way, I needed to kind of count on myself to be able to do it.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's good to learn all that, wear all the hats, learn all the roles, at least in the beginning stages. Yeah. It doesn't mean that having help isn't a good thing, but as the owner, as somebody who's going to run a business and continue this entrepreneurial journey for forever, hopefully, you at least need to have an idea of what those roles encompass, to know what somebody else has got to do, how you can train somebody, the things you like, the things that you don't like, right? I'm sure there's things you probably never do again if you could help it, but that's all part of the journey. So you've grown the business, you know, to a point where you are looking at another facility down the road, not literally down the road, but soon on the near horizon. What kind of things have you done to grow the business? Has all your marketing been hand to hand or referrals, word of mouth? Have you done anything wild like billboards or events or paid advertising? What things have you done to attract clientele to you?
We did paid advertisement. We did the Facebook ads. You know, we did Facebook ads for a while. A lot of it, you know, we'll go and it'd be a lot of word of mouth, or we'll go out and like really try to get my face out or try to get our face out. We might run some type of promotion. Like, you know, typically when I have like a trainer like that, we'll run like some type of promotion just to get their names out. And with my business, a lot of it is just trying to get the trainers' faces out there. You know what I mean? Like a lot of the gyms around where I'm at, they don't really promote their trainers. So that was my whole concept is, okay, I'm going to promote my trainers. I'm going to promote, you know, just the training aspect, and try to get their faces out there. So that will bring business in there as well. So helping them on social media, helping them with, you know, like footage or whatever. That's kind of the route that I went.
Okay. So mostly promoting the trainer aspect of it, not this is this business and this is what we do and we're the star, we're the celebrity, but the trainers themselves, the experience that you're going to get from it.
Yeah.
Cool. So that's, I mean, really, if they're in touch with that, if they feel like they know somebody or they know their style or their personality, especially in the social media age, you know, it helps to feel like they're connected and take away some of that anxiety, that barrier to entry to step out. 99% of people coming to you that aren't athletes, because that's a different population, but your general fitness, they're coming from the couch, right? They're not coming from, you know, maybe doing another fitness thing. Some of them are, but I feel like most people that come to a facility for the first time these days still are coming in telling people like, oh, I've been on the couch for 2 years or a year because of COVID. It's always some time off before they try another place. So anything you can do to make it less intimidating and lower that bar is always going to be a help for sure. So, you know, good for you for realizing that that's an important thing to let people connect to. I really like that philosophy.
And then also with that, I mean, you know, coming from where I started with, like, you know, being by myself, you know, a lot of people, they come to me and they want training. You know what I mean? So the whole aspect of getting more trainers was, okay, all right, well, if I have to say no, or if I don't have a time slot available, then I'll be able to hand it over there. So I felt like by putting their name out a little bit more, or sending out some stuff, you know, about them, it makes that transition over from me, somebody that they're like, okay, I know that you worked with my cousin, or I know you worked with my, you know, sister, or I seen you on Facebook or whatever. It makes that transition easier to move them to someone else, because they're like, okay, well, I've seen that person on his website, or I've seen that person on the grind season page or whatever. So it kind of just helps out. You know, that was my way of trying to transition over to kind of getting out of the training scene as much.
Yeah, it's a tough thing to have everybody want you. And it's like you spend your initial time building up that persona and that rep because you do want people to want you. But then as new people come, or as you get too busy or try to transition, it's like, yeah, I get it, but this guy over here, he's just as good. Maybe he's better, however you build somebody up. Yeah. So yeah, that's a tough thing, because most people can't start their business not being in it, not being the face of it. So it's really hard, unless you come with, you know, investors and capital, where you're just running it and the trainers that are there are going to be there and you're not, it's hard. So yeah, it's a tough thing to transition, but you recognize at least that it's part of the growth and it's necessary. The only way you can help more business is either figure out how to clone yourself, or help more people in your business is figure out how to clone yourself or build up these other trainers. So I want to talk about the trainers themselves, the people that you've had with you. Maybe you've got one other trainer currently that's kind of at your right hand right now, right?
Yeah.
So have your trainers been people that you've hired from the outside, or have you primarily, you know, had people who were clients who were also learning to become trainers that were in your culture that you put up onto the roster?
No, you know, we got a relationship with one of the colleges here, Carthage College here, and that's in Kenosha, Wisconsin. You know, they got a good program. So I reach out to, you know, one of the teachers there, and he usually sends me over some interns. So that's kind of how it starts off. You know, I get an intern, you know, I'll you know, kind of just, you know, go over some of the business part of it, and, you know, and, you know, just see how they're doing their assessments and stuff like that. And then we'll try to just train them up, you know, to be more of the grind season way, you know what I'm saying? And then from there, you know, I've had 5 trainers before. I had a string of bad luck. You know, I had some move to Arizona. You know what I mean? I had, you know, one going to the military. You know what I mean? So it's just like right now, I have my one person. But before, now I get them from, you know, schools. I played football for the Racine Raiders here. You know, we got trainers that's there. And basically just try to bring them over in a way like how I was, you know, in that corporate world. They was in that corporate world. They want to start getting into their own. They want to start, you know, doing their own type of marketing and stuff like that. I usually just bring them over from there. I'm not really I don't really have the time to really try to build somebody up from scratch.
So you need at least some sort of foundation, some type of match as far as philosophy, the way somebody's general, the way they carry themselves is, and you just want to round it out and put that kind of grind season touch on it.
Yeah.
Versus taking someone from the ground up right now.
Yeah.
Okay. That makes sense. I mean, you have to know where your time lies, where your strengths are, and in budgeting that, trying to, you know, it's not just money that we budget, it's time, it's attention, it's energy, to where you probably could train someone up from the ground up, but what does that leave you for your sessions or your family or the business. So self-awareness is definitely a big key there. So you talked about a little bit of the business side and how you do try to instill that in your trainers or the way you do it. And for yourself, I always like to talk a little bit about sales processes or intake processes, which depending on how you do it, may or may not feel like a sale, but there's a transaction involved. So do you have a choreographed, structured, specific process to where someone comes in off the street, DJ, you know, I'm trying to get more fit, want to lose a little weight, want to gain a little muscle, whatever it is, that you take them through? Or is it just kind of individual to each client?
It's there's a structure to it, but we try to individualize it. You know what I mean? So I'm a firm believer of, you know, first impressions. All right. When somebody comes in, all right, that first 15 seconds is key. You know what I mean? I feel like that first 15 seconds is key. And that's where the energy comes in. You know, the energy, the professionalism. Typically what we do is, you know, somebody come in, I make sure we shake their hand. If they have a jacket, we'll try to hang it up. Like I said, we're a studio. We're not really a big gym. So, you know what I mean? This is more of a private thing. We'll, you know, come around and we'll show them everything. We'll take them for a tour. Or we'll introduce our tour. We're like, okay, well, look, you know, this is what we're going to do for the day. I'm going to take you around the gym. I'm going to show you how we use everything. I want to get your weight. I want to get your body fat percentage. Then we'll sit down. I'm going to tell you about myself. And then I also want to hear a little bit about yourself. And then we'll go ahead and talk about, you know, goals. We'll talk about barriers. We'll talk about aha moments. You know what I mean? Like, this is, I think, probably one of the biggest things of why my business has been growing is because when we do meet somebody new, we give them a great experience and we show them that professionalism. You know what I mean? And we show them that, okay, this isn't just, we're not just some trainers that's just, you know, off the street. You know what I mean? We're somebody that's educated. We know what we're talking about. You know, we got college degrees. You know what I mean? So that's kind of the route it goes when it comes down to the introduction, the sales process.
Okay. And do you start people off? Does everybody have to do personal training? Can some people just hop right into your group style classes? How do you determine that path that they're going to take once you have a relationship established, you have their goals, you've done some sort of assessment? Is it, do you try to get everybody to do a little bit of personal training, or do you kind of allow a little flexibility there?
So when we do advertising about classes and stuff like that, we do offer them to be able to just come in and do the classes. You know what I mean? That, you know, they can come in and just do the classes. But we do recommend to them that, okay, you know, sit down with a trainer or myself, you know, we'll really get down to knowing what your goals are and we can figure out what's best for you. You know, like you were saying, like somebody that's coming off the couch, most likely they're not going to be comfortable with a group session. You know what I mean? Unless they're really sociable, they're not going to be really comfortable with a group session. So, you know, we'll probably be like, okay, well, you know, let's sign you up for a month, you know, for, you know, one-on-one training, see how you feel, you know, teach you form, teach you technique. And then from there, you know, we'll make a decision on, you know, if we give you a package where you can get a little bit of both of them, or, you know, if you want to just stick with personal training because you like that one-on-one attention, or if you want to do more group, that's fine as well.
Yeah, good. I like the semi-customized approach and the recognition of knowing, like, what somebody wants may not be what they're ready for or what they're comfortable with yet. But you keep that note, you keep that in the back of your head to, all right, this is what this person wants. And this is what I'm going to put together to try to get them there as quickly as they can for whatever they can handle. So, you know, definitely see where that would probably lead to a lot of client success, a lot of satisfaction. And that's the next topic I want to talk about is retention, right? We talk about it in terms of, you know, what percentage of your clients are staying month after month, you know, where, you know, some, you know, industry average is somewhere between, you know, probably 12 to 15%. So if you have 100 clients, you know, 12 to 15 might leave and need to be replaced on an average month. Is that something that you're tracking to a number, to a percentage, or are you still in it enough that you're kind of do it by feel?
I know that I need to do that. And that's where I'm growing as an individual, trying to learn how to, you know, use that stuff to be able to improve. But right now, I do everything just based off the feel. As far as like one-on-one clients, you know, retentions is usually is pretty good for me in general. Now, as far as my trainers, no, not as much. But for me, and I have clients I've been training for almost 8 years. You know what I mean? It's just like, wow. And every time they come in, it's a new conversation. Is you know what I mean? It's nothing where I feel like it's forced. It's just fun. It's great. You almost build like a friendship in it. But as far as like classes are up and down. You know, classes are up and down. I'm trying to figure out a way how to, you know, incorporate everything like I'm doing for personal training, but do it in a bigger group. So like with personal training, we'll do, you know, you get a meal plan, you get your homework, you get your personalized program, so on and so forth. And then with our group sessions, we're trying to incorporate that as well. So now I'm trying to figure out, okay, should I do a nutrition coach? Should I add a nutrition coach where, you know, they can do this? And if they want to, you know, do a nutrition coach, they want to have to sit down with that, then they can go ahead and do that. Those are all ideas that I've had, but again, when it's just me, you know what I mean? It's just like, do I want to sacrifice that? You know what I mean? Do I want to sacrifice time to really do that?
Yeah, absolutely. And you kind of just touched on the last thing that I wanted to get to for the time that we have here is additional services, what your plans are, what things you want to do. I know you can't implement a lot right now, but as you grow, right, we just know buying behaviors of fitness consumers is they're going to go out, they're going to buy apparel, they're going to buy supplements, they're going to buy shaker bottles, right? They're going to buy maybe nutrition coaching from somebody online that they never met. So what of those things are you most interested in adding on, you know, eventually to your services? I know right now there's a lot going on, but are you interested in any of those things, all of those things? I know you mentioned nutrition. Anything else?
Man, you got to shoot for the stars, man. I want all of them. You know what I mean? I would like the nutritional coach. You know, I would love to have apparel. We do have apparel now. You know, I would like to have apparel. You know, we do supplements as well. You know, when it comes down to, you know, meal replacements and stuff like that, we do supplements as well. But I think it's just more, I want to produce more, you know what I mean? I want to be able to, you know, really push it a lot more. I have it, but it could be better.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And it's one of those things where I know that you have big things on the horizon. And that's going to be the last topic for us now. And you're patient, you're hungry, but you're patient. And that's a good combination because you know that the things have to come in their time when the structure's there. So talk to us a little bit. You have your eyes on a facility that's maybe about four times where you are now. You're a little bit limited in space we have now. You're outgrowing it in an addition in to be able to grow the way that you want, to add more trainers, add more classes, you had to find a bigger spot. So what does that look like for you?
Man, we're looking at an 8,500 square foot building. Man, we're gonna have a basketball court in there. The turf is gonna be about 25 yards. And we're gonna have a membership as well, which, you know, I'm planning that's gonna definitely help out a lot by having the membership. And we're still going to do, you know, the personal training and classes. But one of the biggest things with this is I'm teaming up with a partner of mine. Mm-hmm. So as far as help, you know, I mean, the workload is going to be, you know, kind of split up in half. He's a well-known trainer here. And we do basically the same thing. So that's going to be a huge thing when they find out, when people start finding out that we're joining forces and whatnot. But yeah, man, you know what I mean? 8,500 square feet. I'm excited. You know what I mean? Trying to get all of these ideas all into one. And like I said, time is ticking. We're hoping to be open in January 1st. And I think that'd be great if we can get to that point.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So We are just about out of time, DJ, but one final philosophical question for you here before we get all your information, your hashtags and your website and all that. You've been in this now about 5 years, right? You're making moves, you're growing. If you could go back and talk to, you know, yourself 5 years ago when you're about to make that jump, is there one piece of advice, one thing you think stands out that you would tell your younger self, or maybe somebody who's in that same position looking to do what you're doing?
Man, don't be afraid to pull the trigger. I think that was probably one of my big things. You know, you talked about timing, and I'm a big person as far as like, okay, I want the timing to be good. All right. So I'll be like, you know, I want the timing to be good, but next year I'll do it. You know, next year I'll go ahead and do this thing, and I'll do this thing, and I'll have this type of program because I don't want to rush it. I want to do it right. But sometimes, you know, I feel like you got to put yourself in those uncomfortable positions to really see what you're made of, you know, and to really see, you know, you never know what can happen, man. Since we started this process of opening this other facility, man, people have been coming out the woodworks, you know what I mean? Wanting to help, you know what I mean? Wanting to be a part of it. And if I would have overthought it, those opportunities would have never came. You know what I mean? So that's probably what I would have told myself, man, is to really, you know, don't be afraid to pull the trigger. You know what I mean? Have confidence in yourself, have faith in yourself. You know what I mean? Know that God's got your back, and everything will be good.
Absolutely. It's a common theme that we hear a lot. For somebody who's got the passion and has the work ethic and knows that they're going to do everything that needs to be done, to steal your phrase, right? And they know they're ready for grind season. If you know that you have that behind you, the time to do it, let's provide you're fiscally responsible. The time to do it is now, right? The next best time to do it might've been a week ago or a year ago, but you got to get out there and do it at a certain point. There's never a perfect time. So as long as you know that you have a plan and you're willing to not give up and figure out what you need to do, keep pushing forward, just do it. So I'm glad that you took that jump. I'm glad that we were able to talk to you here today. Before I let you go today, DJ, where can people find you? Where can they find Grind Season online? Where are you active?
We got a big presence on Instagram. All right, you can find us at, you know, underscore Grind Season underscore. I have my personal page, Grind with DJ. You can check us out there where we got, you know, updates. You know, you want to check out the Extreme Hip Hop, you can check that out. We also, you know, have our basketball program going on right now, going into our track program. So if you're looking for any type of updates or you're trying to check on your boy, you know, check Grind DJ, Grind with DJ, or underscore Grind Season underscore. And there we are.
Awesome. Awesome. Check out DJ, check out Grind Season. If you happen to be in or around Racine, Wisconsin, check them out in person. Depending on when you're listening to this, maybe you might be checking them out in 8,500 square feet, which is we're rooting for you, DJ. And I thank you for coming on today.
Hey, man, I thank you for the opportunity.
Appreciate it. And to everybody out there listening, as always, we appreciate you spending a little bit of your day with us. We hope you found value in this. If you want to hear more episodes, more people like DJ, more people that sound like yourself out there in the trenches, working on improving your community, click the subscribe button. We'll notify you of new episodes. If you want to be on the show, there's a link in the description. Fill out the form. Someone from the team will reach out. We'll get you on ASAP. To everybody out there in Gym Lords Nation, keep working hard. Keep changing lives. Keep kicking ass. Gym Lords out.
Thank you for listening to the podcast so far. Don't go anywhere. We still have another episode coming right up, right after this word from one of our sponsors. The Gym Lords podcast is sponsored by Prestige Labs. Prestige Labs is the first and only nutritional supplements company built by gym owners for gym owners. Prestige Labs solves the problem that all gyms have experienced, the broken inventory model, low commissions, and even lower quality products. Prestige Labs provides 100% drop shipping, zero inventory, PhD formulated high quality supplements for you and your clients. The goal is simple, cover 100% of your rent while never sacrificing your integrity. To learn more, or to become an affiliate of Prestige Labs for free, apply at affiliate.prestigelabs.com. That's affiliate.prestigelabs.com. Double your client results, double your income. You can head to affiliate.prestigelabs.com to become an affiliate for free. Now stick around for the rest of this episode.
Use coupon code GYMLORDS on prestigelabs.com for 20% off all future supplement orders.
Welcome back to another episode of the Gym Lords podcast, where we talk real business with real gym owners. I'm your host, Katie, and today I'm here with Josh Bolin, owner of Unrivaled Fitness in Aiken, South Carolina. How's it going, Josh?
Doing good, Katie. How about yourself?
Doing well. Thank you. Thank you so much for being here with us today. I'm super excited to chat about Unrivaled Fitness. So let's hop right into it. Tell us about Unrivaled Fitness and what kind of services do you guys offer?
So Unrivaled Fitness, we're a small boutique style gym. We started off with about 1500 square feet and we just expanded into 2500 square feet. We offer group fitness classes, typically ranging anywhere from about 5 to 20 people per class. We offer yoga instruction, dance classes. We've kind of added those on as the gym has grown a little bit, but we just started out with, you know, me writing up workouts, changing the workouts every single day, mixing between cardio, HIIT workouts, strength workouts, a little bit of everything, a lot of functional fitness.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love that. I love the group model. It's fun. It's energetic. There's a lot of camaraderie.
Yep.
Very cool. All right. Awesome. Well, I'm excited to dig into what you guys are doing a little bit more, but first give us a little background on how Unrivaled Fitness came to be and how did you know it was the right time to go into business for yourself?
Okay. So I've done personal training for the past 12 years, worked in a lot of different gyms. Had a bunch of friends of mine tell me that I needed to open up my own place. And so finally, late 2019, I decided to go ahead and look into it, see what I needed to do. After I kind of figured out where I was going to put the gym, try to figure out what types of classes I wanted to run, instead of going out and getting a loan, I just took a loan out for myself. So I funded everything individually, started buying up some equipment, found a space I wanted to get, signed my lease in March of 2020. And, as soon as I got done signing the lease, about 2 weeks later, the entire country shut down. I was able to luckily negotiate in a 3-month time window where I didn't have to pay anything towards my lease. So I didn't have to pay anything until July. So it saved me a lot of heartache there, because if we would have got started before COVID hit, I'm not sure I would have been able to survive it, honestly. So I don't know that the timing was perfect, but we've been able to kind of build our business through the new COVID world. So it's worked out well for us so far.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that was another thing that I wanted to ask you about was, you know, kind of just what it was like opening up a gym right in the middle, smack in the middle of the pandemic, and how you feel like that affected things for you. You know, do you feel like had you opened at a different time, maybe things would have been different? Or if you think, you know, it was still the perfect time.
Yeah, like I said, if I would have opened up any sooner, I don't think I would have been able to survive it. Because if we would have signed and been able to open up in January, I don't think we would have been able to keep the membership and sales and stuff up just starting out to be able to survive a 3 to 4 month hiatus from being in business before we even got started. So it was almost like a blessing that we got shut down before we could even get the gym up and running. So whenever we first opened up, you know, everybody in our area was kind of ready to get back out there too, because everybody had been locked up for so long. So within our first month, our first couple weeks, really, we started picking up members fairly quickly. After about a month or two, we were already breaking even on all of our bills. So we were sitting pretty good trying to build the business through COVID instead of trying to survive it. So.
Yeah, that's perfect. And I've heard that from a few gym owners now that have opened, you know, during the pandemic or were very new, is at least for them, you kind of got to go into it knowing like, hey, these are the challenges I'm going to have to deal with. Whereas existing business owners who've been doing it one way for years, then all of a sudden have to figure out, you know, ways to pivot. So,
yeah. So we didn't even have to change the model because our model was kind of designed around a COVID world and everybody else had to kind of shift with the world. We didn't have to worry about it. So we just got to grow with it.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. That's amazing. All right, cool. So now that we kind of know how things got started for you, I do want to switch things up, talk a little bit about what you're doing in the business right now. So what kind of things are you currently doing to get people interested in joining the facility?
So we do things a little bit differently than most gyms in our area, at least. Pretty much anybody who wants to come try out the gym, I'll let them try out for, you know, a day or two for free, try out a class, see how they like it. We don't do any sign up fees, no cancellation fees, no other hidden fees throughout the year. Whatever we tell them they're going to pay, that's what they end up paying. And a lot of people like that aspect of it because they know exactly what they're going to pay. They know exactly when they're going to pay it. We do everything on a monthly basis. We also do a drop-in rate that a lot of people do take advantage of as well. But our members, our core group of members, and we've had people with us from the start. We've had a couple ladies who have signed up with us. They've been with us all 18 months so far. They like that aspect of it because I'm a real cut and dry person. I tell you exactly what you're going to get, and I don't beat around the bush a whole lot. The way the workouts are structured, we change our workouts every single day. And then the weekly schedule changes every week. So today we've got a very high intensity Metcon workout. Tomorrow we're going to do a strength-based workout. Next week it may be something totally different on Monday and Tuesday. And that way, if somebody gets stuck in a routine where they can only come on certain days of the week, the schedule is always changing, so they get a good variety. Just a lot of different options we offer them there. As far as the workouts go, we start our workouts as early as 4:30 in the morning, typically run them till about 9 o'clock at night. They're either working with me, one of my other coaches, but every single workout is going to be led by a personal trainer. So it's not like group fitness instruction. You've got a personal trainer going around. So every class is almost individualized, even though you've got 15 people in there working out, you've still got a personal trainer coming around to make sure everybody's doing everything properly, making modifications as needed. We make everybody in our gym feel like they're part of a community. So we've got private Facebook groups that all of our gym members are a part of. And so we kind of keep them in the loop with everything there as well. So they get a community with access to me, all the coaches, all the other gym members. So they can shoot out questions. We post workouts, nutrition advice on that page. And then every single person who comes in the gym gets my personal cell phone number as well. So they blow me up from 4 in the morning till midnight every night.
that's dedication right there for sure. Okay, cool. So membership wise, you said you're sitting at around 115 right now. How have you gotten like attracted these clients in terms of like marketing? Have you, is it solely just been word of mouth and referrals? Have you done any sort of paid marketing at all?
No, I don't pay for marketing. We do a lot of Facebook and Instagram, and we do a lot of giveaways on Facebook and Instagram with people sharing. And that's got us most of our members to start with, was just posting stuff on Facebook page and getting a lot of that traction built up there. And then ever since then, it's just word of mouth. Our members do a great job of selling our gym for us. Every single day I've got a text message saying, hey, so-and-so told me I needed to come check the gym out. I want to come try it out at this time. Is that okay? And I'm always willing to bring in a new person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. I ask too, because a lot of listeners out there, like obviously the organic marketing, the referrals, that's kind of your best bet as far as marketing goes in terms of attracting the kind of clients that you want. But you know, the paid marketing is very lucrative as well, but also one of those things that's very tricky to figure out. So I guess I wanted to ask, you know, you said you've never done it before. Is that, you know, primarily because you just haven't had to, or, you don't feel like it would be useful for you? You know, what's
Maybe in the future it'd be useful once we start expanding a little bit more. Mm-hmm. But I mean, honestly, we just haven't had to. We opened up with COVID, like I said, so we had a bunch of people who were just ready to get out of their houses anyways. So membership started booming fairly quick. We maxed out our current space about this time last year and had to start work on an expansion plan there. So we took on another 1,000 square feet into the unit next to us, busted the wall down about a month and a half ago. And so now I've got it up and running. So now we can kind of expand our membership up a little bit more. But there just wasn't need to try to bring a whole lot, a bunch more people in just because we were already kind of maxed out where we are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. Now that you've expanded, what do you feel like your max is going to be there? Do you have a specific number in mind that you would like to get to?
I'd like to get to anywhere between 150 and 175. Our membership right now kind of hovers between 100 and 115. We've got a few different challenges going on with the beginning of the new year. So adding in those numbers, we may be sitting around 115, 120. But yeah, I'd love to get about 150. I think that's going to be a pretty sweet spot for us.
Perfect. Okay. So you talked a little bit before, you kind of gave us a glimpse into your sales process. You know, what happens when somebody says like, hey, I might be interested in joining the gym. So, you know, I know you said that they get some sort of free trial, and then is it, you know, do you sit down with them afterwards, kind of assess their goals? What's the process look like for you there?
So typically they come in, they sit down with me. We kind of describe what the gym is, because a lot of people that come in the door, they're nervous. They don't know what the heck's going on. They're new to gyms. They're scared to death. So first thing I do is try to make them as comfortable as I possibly can. Just bring them in, because our gym isn't set up. And as far as our clientele goes, you know, we're roughly 97% female. And then out of, you know, about 115 people, I think we've got four or five male members. And so when they first come in the door, they see turf, they see a sled, they see battle ropes, they see kettlebells and dumbbells, barbells all over the place. So it's not your typical gym that most women would feel comfortable walking in. So first thing I try to do is make them feel as comfortable as possible. Our gym members do a great job, like I said, of selling everything for us. So they take them under their wing. They show them the ropes. They show them how to warm up properly. If they forgot what we've instructed them how to do already. And then I always sit down with every member and I figure out what their limitations are as far as previous injuries, what kind of history they've got in exercise. Our workout stays the same all day long. So we write our workouts up on our boards. And then, like I said, we modify to every single individual if we need to. If somebody's got a shoulder issue, if somebody's got a knee or a back issue, we'll kind of take them and regress them down a little bit more. And so I like to know all that stuff up front. As far as sales goes, I just do a really good job of, like I said, making them feel comfortable as soon as they leave the gym. I get their personal cell phone number, so I'm shooting them a text saying, hey, what'd you think? How'd you like it? No pressure. Just wanted to make sure that you were comfortable in there. And typically the feedback's always been pretty positive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, perfect. Okay, cool. So, you know, once you get people to sign up, what are your membership options and what are the price points associated with those?
So right now we've got an unlimited membership. I don't like gyms that have a whole lot of different structures. It drives me nuts whenever you've got, you know, 10 different tiers of stuff to choose from. So our people, you can either pay per class, you can buy a 10 pack of classes, or you can join for a monthly rate for unlimited. You know, where we are, we kind of do a $12 drop-in rate per workout. You can buy a 10 pack for $100, or you can sign up monthly for $89 a month. And that gets you unlimited access to all of our workouts, all of our yoga, and all of our dance workouts. So a lot of different, a lot of value there for the price point.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. For sure. Okay. So tell us, how many trainers do you have working for you currently?
Currently I've got myself, two other personal trainers, one who serves as a yoga instructor, one who serves as a nutritionist, and then I've got a dance instructor. So I've got three other people under me, but they serve, you know, three or four different roles.
Okay, cool. So yeah, I wanted to ask a little bit about your hiring and training processes. Do you have a specific process that you follow? And then, you know, where have you found your candidates? Do they come from your membership base? Have you looked externally?
So the first couple ones, the group I've got right now, I kind of found them through Facebook. They ended up shooting me a message for the most part saying that they were looking for a little bit of work. I'm real funny about who I let coach in my gym. I do primarily most of the instruction. And so whenever I bring somebody in, I'm real picky about who I let near the members, just because, you know, that's the gym is kind of my baby right now. So I make sure anybody who comes through, they go through a pretty stringent interview process. I make sure that they come in and they watch me instruct for at least 3 or 4 classes. I don't let them go on their own until I watch them coach for at least 3 or 4 classes. And then I get feedback from the membership as well, saying, hey, how'd they do? What'd you think? So I'm real strict about who I hire.
Yeah, I like that. It's definitely tough. It's one of those things too, as far as, you know, I always say that the training, the fitness part of it, that can all be taught, but you can't teach people to have the right personality to kind of fit with your members.
Yeah. Our membership there, they're used to a certain way of coaching, a certain way of training. And then they'll let me know pretty quick if they're not happy with something. So.
Yeah, that's really cool that you have that kind of open, honest relationship with everybody. All right, cool. So, you know, as we talk a little bit about growing your membership, I wanted to talk a little bit about, you know, obviously we know, as a gym owner, you can't be perfect. There's always going to be people leaving to some extent. But is retention something that you track on a regular basis?
I don't track the numbers per se. Like I said, we've got a really solid core group of members. I know every single member by name. I know most of their family members and all that stuff. We're a really close group of people, you know, with 115 people. We all stay really, really tight for the most part. Retention has been really high for us, especially within the first 18 months. Obviously there's been some turnover here and there, especially without having any kind of cancellation fees. All they have to do is just shoot me a text and say, hey, Josh, I want to cancel my membership. Mm-hmm. I'll go through my phone and cancel it out right there. It's not a huge deal for me. Typically, I try to figure out why, what's going on. Right. And it's very rarely ever anything to do with the gym. I try to make sure everybody inside the gym, whether they like the gym, don't like the gym, if they want to cancel, I treat them like family regardless. And so I've had a lot of sales and referrals come from a person who canceled their membership after the second day. Just because I treated her so well, she said, she'll continue to refer us, even though it didn't work out for her. She loves the way that we do business there. So it just says a lot about how you treat people.
Yeah, absolutely. That's awesome that, even though it may not have been the right fit for her, you know, she knows people that do. That's super cool that she had such a good first impression from you guys. All right, cool. So, you know, we know how you're getting people in the doors, how you get them to sign up, how you're executing your core group class offerings, but let's touch on what else you may be doing to add more value for your clients. I know you mentioned you did have a nutritionist. Do you offer any other, you know, like online coaching, apparel sales, supplement sales, things like that?
So we don't do any other sales. I mean, obviously we do like gym merchandise and stuff. That's more so for the members. We don't market up. We like to let them market for us a little bit. The extra services that they do get, you know, they get nutrition services through one of our coaches. We have a private Facebook community that's made just for our gym, just for our members. That's a pretty big perk. Just the access that they've got to all the coaches all the time. They don't have any issues, you know, texting me, texting one of the other coaches, any kind of fitness questions that they've got. So we'll shoot them workouts. I'm sorry about that. They'll if they go on vacation, we'll shoot them some online workouts, send them some at-home programs. That way they get that, like I said, they get personal training at a group training rate.
Right. Yeah, that's amazing. As far as your nutrition services, is that something people are paying extra for, or is it included in the membership?
Nutrition's extra. Just because we added the nutrition here about 2 months ago. And it's hard to pay her extra for being a nutritionist off of or what our membership rates are. Right. So I let her come up with her own. I'm real big about treating my coaches and trainers fair. So I let her come up with her own pricing. And then I just kind of piggyback off of that and make sure it fits what we're doing. But as far as the service, that's an extra service for us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. That's cool. Approximately how many of your members are taking advantage of that? I just asked because obviously I'm sure as you have experienced, that's kind of the hardest piece of the puzzle for most people. So lot of gyms have a hard time kind of marketing their nutrition program to their members.
Yeah. So what we did to kind of kickstart it is we ran an in-house challenge. So for members who are already established in the gym, we had about 30 of our members take part of a transformation challenge. And within that transformation challenge, we ended up offering free nutrition services to all of those members. Mm-hmm. So anybody who wanted to take part in the challenge, they got access to our nutritionist to see how she operates and how the process works. And we're hoping that those 30 members that took that nutrition service will end up turning into nutrition clients of hers as well. So that was the biggest thing that we did to try to get her kickstarted out. As far as how many of them are taken up with her through the gym, you know, right now, all 30 of the challengers, which the challenge is still going on. And then there's probably a handful more, 5 or 6 more right now. We're still trying to build that program.
Yeah, very cool. All right, awesome. So we talked a little bit about how you guys got started. We talked a bunch about what you're doing now. Let's shift gears here to the future. What kind of goals do you have for Unrivaled for the next year or so? Do you guys have any plans, projects, things that you're working on?
I'm always working on something. so the main plan is to get our current location, the renovations done, the expansion completely done, get our membership numbers up, and then look at possibly opening up a second, third location throughout the state. Because the market we've got here in Aiken is not necessarily the biggest market in the state. We've got a great group of members. We've been able to do really well, but we want to try to hit some of the bigger markets, some of the bigger cities in the state. We've got a sports performance facility that we're looking at opening up here pretty soon, hopefully within this year, 2022. And then within this expansion, we're bringing in another local business with us who offers health food bowls. And they're going to be offering those bowls at our gym, solely at our gym. Yep. So they're going to be inside of our gym.
Mm-hmm. That'll be cool as well, because I feel like that'll be a really good way for people to get exposure for the gym. You know, people are coming in, getting their bowls, and they're like, oh, well, that looks kind of cool. Maybe absolutely. I should check out one of these classes.
Yeah, and that was one of the main draws I had with her. The bowls that she sells are really really sought after in the area. She has a food truck right now. And so her social media following was just outrageous. She's only been in business for like 7 or 8 months now. And so being able to bring her in and expose my people to her bowls and expose her people to my gym, it seemed like a perfect fit for us.
Yeah, for sure. That's awesome. Very cool. All right, Josh, we are winding down on time here a little bit, but as we're wrapping up, I do have one last question for you. And that is, if you could go back and give yourself or our listeners one piece of advice about running your own business, what would that be?
My biggest piece of advice would probably be, you know, just kind of don't take it so seriously. I get wrapped up in the numbers a lot of times, and regardless what the numbers are, what the projections look like, it all ends up working out in the end. If it's something that you like doing or something you enjoy doing, you're going to end up being successful in it as long as you can sell it. And so, like I said, just enjoy the process. It's been a heck of a ride for the last 18 months. I look forward to seeing where it's going to go here in the future.
Yeah, sounds awesome. Sounds like you guys have a really good thing going there. All right, cool. Well, we are out of time here. Thank you so much for being here with us today, Josh. Before we go, for all of our listeners out there, what is your website and where can we find you guys on social media?
So currently we're just running on social media platforms. We got Facebook and Instagram, both handles on each one, Unrivaled Fitness Aiken. That's where they can find all of our content. We post a lot of content on Instagram, social media, on Facebook. That's the best place to look for us.
All right. Awesome. Well, for all of our listeners out there, thank you for spending some time with us today as well. We hope you found some value in my conversation with Josh here. If you'd like to hear more, be sure to click the subscribe button. And if you'd like to be featured on the podcast, click the link in the description, fill out the form, and a member of the team will be in touch as soon as possible. This has been another episode of the Gym Lords Podcast. We'll see you on the other side. Gym Lords out.
Thank you so much for listening. If you found this content valuable, here's four ways we can help you grow your gym for free. One, grab a free copy of Alex Ramosi's best-selling book, Gym Launch Secrets, at alexsbook.com. Two, join our free Facebook group at alexsgroup.com. Three, if you're a gym owner, you can apply to be on the podcast by emailing us at podcast@gymlaunch.com. Four, leave us a 5-star review so we can gain access to more gym owners and bring those lessons back to you. And as always, tap that button and subscribe to this podcast for more.